Thank you for calling Reflections in Gold. Press any key to receive a text from us and start a text conversation right now, or stay on the line and we'll answer your call as soon as we can. This call will be recorded.
Reflections in Gold, how can we help you?
Oh, good morning. It's Mick from RDI.
Hey.
Hi. I was told to give Tony a call back.
Okay, one sec.
Thank you.
Hey, Mick.
Hey.
I just showed those two carrots. Do we have any other options that we can do based off a measurement and not so much two carat? He was sticker shocked. I guess Joanne didn't bet him enough.
Okay.
So
8 millimeter, like, or something close, right?
Something close to 8 millimeter. I was thinking, like, what we can get our hands on, like the 1.5 to like 1.75.
Okay, give me a sec.
You know, we can go GH, you know, SI1. We don't got to be in the VSs.
All right. Let me ask you this. Let's reverse engineer this. What dollar amount cost is going to be appropriate to not give him sticker shock?
So it's going to be he wants to be at 10,000.
Okay.
After the trade-in. So, like, my retail needs to be about 16.5.
Okay, so the cost needs to be about 16.5? Is that what you...
No, the retail. So I would want to be at least half of that.
Okay, 16.5. So let's turn that into 82.50. And then how... Okay, so... And what is it that he is trading in? Do you know?
A 1 carat.
A 1 carat.
You know what, Nick? Let me do this in my office. I'm on the showroom. Hold
oh,
on one
sure.
second.
Yeah.
Now I can really talk because there was a customer right behind me. If I could be in that like 5 to 6, even $7,000 range, you know, as long as it looks like a 2 carat, we're good.
All right, so what I did right now is I put in a millimeter expectation between 7.8 millimeters up to 8.2 millimeters, okay?
Okay.
I didn't put a color or clarity in, and I just put it, I went, search for me between a carat and a quarter on up. You know, just
mm-hmm.
let me see everything that fits into that, so regardless. And so millimeter-wise, I do have a 176 that's an ISI-2.
Okay.
GIA, it's triple excellent with strong blue, but my strong blue it's never foggy. The SI2 on, it's incredible. That one's 6292.
All right, so let's pull that one. That
okay.
might be an option.
All right, and then what kind of mounting is this going to? Is it white gold, yellow gold? Are there diamonds around
gold.
It? Okay.
It's just a like a standard like. Diamond band, diamond wedding band, like straight line.
Okay.
It's not, yeah.
So the next one, if we're trying to keep that down to a bare minimum, just 2 seconds here. All right, I've got an interesting one. I've got a 201. It's an LSI1, triple excellent with medium blue.
He won't go for that. He won't go for that. That's too low on the scale. He's one of my grandma snobby customers.
No, one of his. Yeah, no. You missed a very important word. Cheap ass. snobby customer.
Yeah.
No.
He's not cheap. Okay. I'll give him that. He's not cheap. He, in his head, he had a budget. My girl didn't vet the budget.
Got it. Okay. So let me see if there's anything maybe on its way back. Oh, you know what?
Yeah, that's...
Hold on. Let me just – I'll send that one. I mean, I've got a Carat 80 that's an ISI one for $85.95.
Okay, yeah, because if I key it, right, because we're not doing key, if I key it and then I make a couple thousand dollars on it,
yeah,
I just want to make a couple thousand on it.
Plus, is the trade-in that he's doing, is that one of my diamonds?
No.
No, okay, so yeah, you're going to kind of get sucked into the, it sucks until you sell the new diamonds. So let me try those two, and then let me try one other thing.
Yeah, but even then, like how you explained it, even then, I mean, like it cost me nothing.
Right.
I made a little bit of money. Like if I want to blow this out, I can blow it out and make whatever I want on it.
Correct.
That's the beautiful thing about it.
Yep. I'm checking one other thing. I'm checking to see what we might have mounted that might do good by you.
So. Okay.
Now, do you need a lab report? That's going to be important.
Well, this one doesn't have a lab report.
Okay. So
it was just the one that my grandmother sold them at, like, triple key, like, back in 2002.
Oh. I love it. We call those the good old days.
Yeah.
So there is one. It's kind of a bluffy-looking stone that I might be able to get out to you. It's a 2-carat. There is no color or clarity, but from what I can see in the photographs,
mm-hmm.
it actually looks somewhat decent. It's a little bluffy. It's only $5,500.
Screw it. Send me those three. Let's see what works.
Right. I'm not positive I can get all three to you. This time of year, they really frown on three options.
Yeah,
but
no,
because,
of course.
Because
of course.
It's mounted, they might be cool with it.
But there's a 2-carat for $5,000. You have a 2-carat for $5,000, bluffy?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I obviously don't have it in my hand, so I'm really doing the best I can.
I might be able to put that in my showcase and just mark it for, you know, like $12.99.
Yeah.
2-carat and probably blow it out.
Could be.
Yeah,
it might make a great pendant. So, but you need these for tomorrow. Is there any way that you can send those 2-carats back?
I'm gonna.
Okay.
I'm gonna. Once I finish up with Kaya, Kaya's gonna give me a bunch of shipping.
All right.
And then we're doing what we're doing right now is we got a shit ton of like Toys for Tots stuff, so we're gonna do like a social media promo on it, and then all the shipping. So.
Got it.
We'll get it all out to you today.
Okay. And
right.
You guys do FedEx or you do UPS? How do you do it?
I do UPS.
Okay. Yeah, we're here tomorrow, so you guys should be, you know, we should be able to get them tomorrow without anybody worrying.
Okay, perfect.
All right, brother.
I'll once I get them, I'll shoot you over the tracking. How's that?
You got it.
All right. Thank you, Mick.
Bye.
Bye.